Californians don't know if they'll have enough electricity to make it through the day. A severe energy shortage triggered rolling blackouts yesterday for the first time in more than 2 months. Power supplies are expected to remain tight today. From member station KPBS in San Diego, Scott Horsley reports.
Unlike January's blackouts, which were limited to Northern California, yesterday's outages spread to the entire state, affecting as many as 1 million customers at one time. The city of Los Angeles was spared, since it has its own government-run power supply. But in neighboring communities, traffic lights failed, jamming intersections, and homes and businesses went dark. Mary Anselmo was demonstrating a steam oven in an upscale appliance store when suddenly her power went out.
Actually, we have a security system, and it was beeping. And usually when that happens, the security company calls to see if we're okay. So I called them, and they said, oh, yes, Beverly Hills is having a rolling blackout. It should last about an hour. I said, it would be nice if they would have told me, but they didn't.
In fact, residents throughout the state had little warning before the blackouts began around noon. Supplies of electricity had been tight all morning, with many power plants down for maintenance. But operators of the state's electric grid were caught off guard by higher-than-expected demand for power, brought on by unseasonably warm weather, and by the sudden loss of a big Southern California power plant due to a transformer fire. Utilities had just minutes to cut power to certain neighborhoods or risk crashing the entire system. In San Diego, a Walmart store went dark, forcing the evacuation of hundreds of customers. In a different part of town, deli owner Sam Shamas lost power right in the middle of the lunch hour.
Everything is electric, our slicer for the deli, microwave. You know, we make sandwiches in here, and you can't give everything that what these people want. So that's cut down on what you make.
Across the street, Lori Cook's real estate office lost power. Without a working computer or fax machine, Cook says, she was dead in the water.
I'd fortunately have my cell phone, so I could still communicate, but I need the computer to bring up the data. So it was wasted time. And wasted time in our business is basically wasted money.
Cook wasted only about an hour yesterday before her power was restored and the blackout rotated to a different neighborhood. But she worries about more lasting effects as the energy crisis continues.
Businesses want power, and if they don't get power in San Diego, they may go elsewhere for their power. And that would be San Diego's loss.
And California's. Spokesman Patrick Dorenson says yesterday was clearly the worst day ever for operators of the state's electric grid, but demand was still only about two-thirds of what it will be this summer, meaning more blackouts may be in store.
So the consumers of California who have cooperated in the past, we need them to redouble their efforts. And as I've said before, and I'm going to say it again, and I'll say it all summer, conservation in California is no longer an option. It's a way of life. People have to understand that.
Financial problems also contributed to yesterday's blackouts. Many smaller power plants refused to operate because the state's nearly bankrupt utilities haven't paid their full bills in months. The state government has been buying power from larger generators, but has so far refused to pay the smaller plants. Governor Gray Davis said yesterday the state will need another $500 million within the next 10 days just to maintain its tenuous power supply. For NPR News, I'm Scott Horsley in San Diego.